This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria on Thursday targeted one of the world's most wanted terrorists. In televised comments, Mr. Biden thanked the armed forces for their skill and bravery as the U.S. eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. Biden said the terrorist leader blew himself up as U.S. troops approached in an attempt to capture him. The president said all Americans returned safely from the operation. Biden said al-Qureshi took over as leader of Islamic State in 2019 after the U.S. Killed its former leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. IS has recently conducted a series of attacks in the region, including a 10-day assault late last month to seize a prison. A senior official with the Biden administration says the United States has information indicating that Russia has developed a plan to stage a false Ukrainian military attack on Russian territory. The official said the false attack would be used as a pretext for an attack against Ukraine. U.S. intelligence officials say the Kremlin has several options, including fabricating a video of such an attack to give it an excuse to invade Ukraine. The official said the Biden administration is disclosing specifics about Russia's alleged plans to deter Moscow from carrying out such plans. In an interview Thursday with MSNBC, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer said, "We don't know definitively that this is the route they are going to take, but we know that this is an option under consideration." The Biden administration disclosed the intelligence after NATO Secretary General Jens